And now for an emergency broadcast. On September the 3rd, 1939, Britain declared war on Germany. Now, 50 years, or half a century, if you pardon the word, later, almost to the day, history repeats itself as farce. This morning, despite warnings that to do so would mean war, Century Radio invaded the airwaves. This excerpt is from an emergency meeting of the Capital Radio War Cabinet earlier today.
Good evening. You've probably seen those frightening posters threatening thunder and lightning and Century. Well, we at Capital informed Century that if they proceed to invade the airwaves, we at Capital would regard it as an act of war and would act accordingly. We conveyed this message to Field Marshal Barry. This morning, we received a reply from General Wogan of the Century Forces.
Welcome to Century Radio.
Accordingly, we at Capital had no option, and we told them so. Therefore, people of the Capital, I must now tell you that Capital Radio is at war. Sacrifices will have to be made. We suggest Century as one. We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the motor cars. We will fight them in the suburbs. We will fight them in the city. We cannot and will not be beaten. Although some of you may think this is our darkest hour, I must tell you now, we shall succeed. We shall live to fight for freedom, truth, justice, and great music radio.
Newsbeat.
May the best team win, and we will.